First of all, congratulations on your one. But looking at the media and your response to that one, you weren't happy with your performance last night.
Well, I'm probably my own worst critic, but at the end of the day, it's all about one and two, you know, and getting the results. If I'm concerned, at my best, but I still had to dig deep, and I did dig deep, and I landed the shot that I needed, you know.
Yeah, because Giuseppe Lowry is no mean opponent. He's been around the ring for quite some time, and he's fought some of the big names, for example, Ricky Hatton.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. There's only Ricky and Junior, there's only two other boys they have knocked him out, actually, or have stopped him, you know, so I had to dig deep at the end, but once I landed that shot, I knew his eyes were in the back of his head at that stage. He was never getting off from that punch.
Mm-hmm. At that stage, before you knocked him to the floor, were you well clear in points, Paul?
Yeah, well, I found out after the fight that I was ahead in the... I was handed in the knockout, so I was ahead in the scorecard, but during a fight, you can't really... You know, you just don't know what way the judges are seeing things, you know, so you just have to keep working hard, you know, and last night was more of a workman-mic performance more than my skill element side of things, you know, so I just kept playing away and working hard at him.
Was that the sort of fight you expected last night?
No, definitely not. My plan was to go in and box the way I box and box skillfully and move and let the punches do the flow properly, you know, but last night I just didn't get that going properly, you know, so I had to just kind of revert back and fight a bit, you know.
Well, no matter what the performance that you put on last night, the main thing is today, Paul, that you're still the European champion.
Exactly, exactly. That's right. At the end of the day, that's all that matters, you know. Sometimes you can be a bit critical or thoughtful of your performance, you know, but at the end of the day, it's about winning and moving on, you know. And 3 or 4 or 5 times, if I was forced to become world champion, that's the last thing I've been thinking about, but what I've done last night, you know. The main thing was that I won the fight and stayed European champion.
Well, that was my next question. What's next on the horizon for Paul McLeod? We mentioned it before, Paul, when we had you on air about a world title shot, a world title bout. What's going to happen between now and then if it comes round?
Well, again, I think the thing now is I'm taking a break now for a few weeks, and then when I get back, I'll talk to my promoters, and we'll see where things go from there. You know, there's a lot of speculation goes on, but that's all there's really. You know, I'll sit down after this, and we'll talk about things and see where it goes from there, basically.
There's been a lot of talk about you, Paul, in your professional career. I see in one of the press releases that Charlie Nash says that you're the man to go on Cian.
Well, I'm grateful Charlie sees that too. And I think I've got that on me, you know. But hopefully that's a fight can be arranged. As long as I keep doing what I'm doing, I'm already ranked in the WBO number 10, and I think in the WBA number 10 as well, you know. So that fight could definitely be made, but whether it gets made or not, so not always up to me, you know. So as long as I keep winning, fighting, and giving some of them mandatory positions where they have to fight me, hopefully that happens soon.
And reality, how many fights do you think you're away from it?
Well, I'm European champion now, and I have my first defence. No, realistically, it should happen in the next couple of fights. No, maybe another defence or two. Last night, I was asked a few questions and answered them, you know. So maybe another couple of decent fights, maybe one more decent fight, we'll see, but I think I'm not far away at the minute.
That's now 21 professional fights in your career, Paul, and you have a record of 21-0. You've taken victory in all the bouts that you've taken part in. Last night you returned to the King's Hall, where you started your pro career. What was it like back fighting in the Belfast venue?
It was amazing. There was a wee bit of pressure last night, you know, because obviously everybody's there to watch you, you know. But I had to just stay focused, you know, and the crowd were amazing last night, you know, like, they nearly brought the wrist down, you know, so that definitely pulled me through, you know, say, you know, any wee tight part that I had, I just, you know, the crowd just kept me going. But the atmosphere was amazing last night.
Finally, Paul, I suppose you're looking at the belt, you're shining it up today.
I'm sitting on my mantelpiece now, so it's treasured now, so that's definitely. Yeah.